Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And he said, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go into peace and be healed of your affliction. Who cannot sympathize deeply with this woman, bleeding and bleeding, spending her money till she was desperate, undergoing expensive treatments from doctors to no avail, and finding herself only getting worse? Who among us is not sick? Some people battle with physical illness, cancer, heart disease, the effects of a stroke, chronic pain, or the imprisonment of losing the ability to see clearly or hear other people as we get old. Other people may be relatively well physically, but they suffer from a cold relationship with their married partner, or angry relations with their children or parents. Nearly everyone aches from the stresses and pressures of work and home, having too little time. These mental stresses cause physical ailments and deterioration. And everyone, whether we realize it or not, suffers from harmful tendencies of every kind. If we think of the Ten Commandments, we know what these weaknesses are: to hurt others physically, or by gossip, or by sarcasm, to be cruel, to take revenge, to be resentful, to be lewd, to covet someone else's spouse, to steal and defraud, taking or withholding things that belong to others, to be dishonest and deceitful, coveting power and material things, and so on. We don't always think of these desires as illnesses, but they cause us and others pain. They drain away our energy from productive and helpful pursuits. They destroy the enjoyments of eternal life if they are not healed. On top of these vices themselves, people feel guilty, ashamed of bad things they have done and thought, and angry or sad about good things they have failed to do, opportunities thrown away when they failed to do a good job. But then the Lord healed the woman, and he said to her, Your faith has made you well, or your faith has saved you. How does a person get such a faith that he or she may be made well and strong? Why did faith make her well? Was this true only in the special case when Jesus was in the world personally, or can we still be healed by faith today? Are people to blame if they are not made well, as some Christians believe? There is a close relationship between spiritual, mental, and physical health, but they are not the same. Sometimes it seems the Lord must permit physical disease to take its course. He never permits any such grief or pain unless he sees ways to eventually turn them into great happiness for the person suffering, if he or she is willing to be led. The Lord never, ever causes any pain or illness or loss of faculties. These things always originate from hell. But this does not mean that we are necessarily to blame for illness. Our bodies and our mental constitutions are born weak and prone to disease, because the collected sins of our ancestry are transmitted as tendencies to us. So, if evil spirits or others suggest that an illness is a punishment from God, we should firmly reject that notion. Yes, the Lord is watching over us, but he does not punish. He always uplifts. At the same time, we should not think of ourselves as helpless victims of disease on any level, physical, mental, or spiritual. Some diseases are at least partly our fault, so if we change our habits, we will get better. Many, though not all, diseases respond, at least temporarily, to a positive attitude. deliberately turning our minds away from negative thoughts and focusing on positive things, especially turning to the Lord, seems to help in many cases. Most important, we can turn our minds to the Lord, asking for His strength, His healing, and His perspective on this illness. The same things are true in regard to mentally unwell states, unhealthy fears, unfounded suspicions, coldness, apathy, inability to face up to our responsibilities, and so on. As with physical illness, often these states are not our fault, or at least partly not our fault. There are very many conditions in our upbringing and physical illnesses, in addition to hereditary weaknesses, that work against us. Usually, a person can make progress with such states. We are meant to use our heads, be active, diagnose our difficulties, pick out strengths the Lord has given us to compensate and to overcome our weaknesses, devise strategies to avoid these weaknesses and play to our healthy states, and maximize the positive times in our lives. Yet, at the same time, we also need to recognize that only the Lord can deeply heal. All the strength to think positively, to put our problems in a proper perspective, to determine whether or not something is in fact a sin, all of these positive things come only from the Lord. So we need to pray for His help with all our hearts. Even with spiritual illnesses, for example, in relation to the Lord and His commandments, in connection with our hope of eternal life, our desire for a useful life, and a happy marriage in heaven forever, here too, we are not necessarily to blame for our weaknesses. In any case, blame is not the point, but rather, what can we do to repent and begin a new life? How can our mental attitudes and our language and our actions become less lewd, cleaner, and healthier? How can we get away from a tendency to be dishonest? How can we have fewer times when we are feverish with rage at our children, our married partner, or others? It is up to us to use our heads and to work as hard as we can to restrain ourselves, to redirect our thoughts, to sort out the voices and ideas that float through our heads so we can say no to the unhealthy ones and turn our thoughts to the Lord and His angels. We are meant to work on our spiritual health just as we work on our natural health by controlling the diet of what we read, watch, and dream about, who we spend lots of time talking with, and so forth, and by exercising our minds in good directions, by prayer, that is, by deliberately thinking about heaven and about the Lord, relating our daily experiences to Him, and talking things over with the Lord, whether we're driving in the car, or taking a shower, or jogging, or mentally taking a break while at work, or, more formally, kneeling with our family or by ourselves. All these things we are meant to do as if by ourselves, as if on our own, by our own strength, and at the same time acknowledge that all our good energy and inspiration and enlightenment come from the Lord. The story of the woman's life and her relationship to the Lord illustrates our path to real health. She had tried all kinds of things for 12 years, spending all that she had. Then she heard of Jesus. She heard how He had healed so many other people, and she somehow knew that if only she could reach out and touch His clothes, she too would be healed. With us, we hear about the Lord by His Word, by stories such as this, and the Heavenly Doctrine's explanation, and by the reports of our friends, how the Lord has helped them and what the Word means to them. We hear about these things as children and as adults and as newcomers to the new church. Meanwhile, at some stage, we realize that we are not entirely well, and we begin to try things to get better, to improve ourselves. People spend tons of money, time, and effort on psychology and all kinds of treatments and programs to be healed and to grow spiritually. There is a lot of good in many of these programs, but in the end, they are worthless for spiritual health, for treating anything more than just the outer symptoms, unless they lead to the Lord God. The woman's reaching out to Jesus' clothes represents for us reaching out to the Lord's word. Jesus' clothes represent the literal statements of his word, the outermost way in which the Lord presents himself to us, just as we present ourselves to others in various kinds of clothes. At this stage, like the woman, we see the Lord from behind, in outline, not his face. We are trying to follow him and come closer to him in our lives. If we are persistent in applying some one idea from the word to our lives, just as the woman persisted in trying to reach Jesus' clothes, at some point we will make contact. We will feel in ourselves that healing is taking place. We are changing in the right direction, and we will know that the Lord has helped us. Spiritual faith, as opposed to just going along with what other people think, comes as we apply certain ideas to our own lives by our choice and by exercising some willpower. Faith in the Lord means confidence that he saves us, he heals us. And this confidence can only come to people who are living by what the Lord teaches as best they can. Like the woman, we tend to want to just touch the garments and go away unseen. But at that time, when we begin to feel that the Lord is helping us, it is like the Lord turns and looks at us and we see his face. This is not a pleasant experience at first. The woman came fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, knowing that Jesus knew her well and was looking at her. We say to ourselves, "The Lord God and me?" We are full of disgrace and self-contempt. We know that in certain ways we are not well. We are a mess, like someone bleeding all the time, stinking and staining. We do not feel worthy to face Jesus at all. But Jesus calls us anyway, not to humiliate us, but so we have a chance to tell our story. We need to tell our story, at least to him, to acknowledge that it isn't a mere coincidence that we are getting better or due to good management on our part, but that he is healing us. We need to realize that actually, in spite of that illness, the Lord loves us anyway. Jesus called the woman daughter, a term of love, and he said to her, "Go into peace and be healed of your affliction." The Lord's words, "Your faith has saved you," are so wonderful. Not, "You did it all by yourself." Not, "I healed you willy-nilly with no effort on your part." But rather, "You let me help you. You trusted me to help you. And now we are closer than before. You have even deeper faith in me, and you know I love you." In this world, people are not always healed of physical, mental, or spiritual illness. But what the Lord always does, if we have faith in him, is help us get our situations into perspective and help us go into peace, whatever our lot may be in this world. This takes time. It takes years of trying all the other remedies before we're really ready to trust the Lord. Trust or faith grows gradually. But even the hard experiences along the way, the Lord turns to our advantage. By the time we're ready, we have a much deeper appreciation of what the Lord does for us, a much more exquisite gratitude to see his face when he says to us, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go into peace and be healed of your affliction." Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.